What we've done is, in the special, we've done what you did when you were a kid and you pretended you were doing a play in your garage.
I used to do that.
Yeah. Well, we got together a bunch of playful folks, and we're pretending to be three-legged men and dwarfs and human bombs. And then we brought in some real professionals, the Chinese acrobats and a fellow who does a daredevil crossbow act, and just kind of had fun. Built a big tent in a studio and did it actually in a tent and threw the sawdust down and made popcorn.
Your daredevil crossbow act, which people are going to have to tune in to see, take my word for it, it is incredible.
Yeah.
It's also dangerous. The kind of magic, do you do any kind of tricks that that actually risk life and limb?
No. Yeah, I feel like if I'm sweating, I'm working too hard. No.
You got to catch a train or a plane, or is that a bag of tricks?
Oh, no, this is actually stuff that we weren't able to use in the show, so I brought it along
leftovers.
For you guys.
We get leftovers.
These are Halloween stuff. Brian said he didn't have a costume, so I thought he could start with these and come up with something around them, huh?
What?
They're good.
What's the? Woo! They're never mind.
They're fine. And this, nobody was willing to wear this, so I thought Willard might like that. It's a hairpiece.
He already has one, but nice thought.
Thanks. And I know that Halloween is your birthday, right?
Aww.
Right. So we had this leftover from the wrap party, a lemon cake. Whoa! Just kidding.
Why do people laugh at that?
I don't know, so they won't cry, I guess, or scream.
Yeah. Magicians take Halloween very seriously, given that Houdini was both born and died on Halloween.
He died on Halloween.
He wasn't born on Halloween?
No one's really sure when he was born.
Let's say Halloween.
Let's say.
Why embarrass me on television here? Let them look it up at the library. Okay. But definitely died on Halloween.
He did, yeah. Well, Halloween's always been a big night for magicians because people are in the mood for the unexpected, I think.
Yeah.
And so it's always been a good night. It's always been a big night in my house.
Is it a spooky do night at your house or funny business night at your house?
Oh, it's spooky, but spooky is funny in my house. We just, I usually do a show on Halloween night, but my kids are getting old enough to enjoy it, so we're going to have an old-fashioned home Halloween with friends coming over in costume, and we're going to do a little show and show Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, which is about the scariest thing we can show a two-year-old, and have a great time, I hope.
What is the finale of your show?
My kids are watching. I can't give it away.
They're watching?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, how nice.
It would spoil it if I told them. I'll tell you later.
How long would it take us to get these snakes back in my lemon cake?
I was so concerned that this was going to go off too early because it would take a day and a half to get them
back
in.
Day and a half, huh? Got to pack it carefully. It's like packing your own parachute.
You got it.
When you're in the business. Well, we'll see you on television prime time.
Well, I hope so.
Look forward to that finale.
Yeah, it's great.